Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, July 7th. In the news this morning, overnight ebuy prices were December corn down 3¾ cents at 502¾. September wheat down 10½ cents at 647½. And November beans down 7¾ cents at 1331¾. We did have a new sale this morning, 180,000 metric tons of corn to Mexico. That's 45,000 old crop, 135 new crop. The weekly export sales were actually pretty good. Wheat 406, corn a combined 669. That was 251 old crop and 418 new crop. The beans strong, 781 total, 188 old crop, 593 new crop. Of that 593, 270,000 was to China. So that's all a little bit on the positive side here. Not sure why we weren't better overnight. We had more rains in the forecast for the weekend. We've got some rains next week. So it looks like it's gone a long way now to helping the crops at least try to stop going down. And they expect that crop progress will probably be steady on corn and beans on Monday. I would think we'd see some improvement, maybe a point or two, but we'll have to see. But I think a lot of that's already built into this market. What isn't built in is what's going to be the carryout on the report next week. We get the WASDE report on the 12th, which is Wednesday. And I can't believe that if the government, you know, is truthful to us, we won't see a bean carryout well under 160 million bushels. You know, maybe they're going to shave exports, maybe shave domestic consumption. But I think when it's all said and done, we're pretty tight out here. And if the bean ratings don't improve, I don't see us getting to a 52 bushel yield on the beans. So, you know, they're putting pressure. We had the big up day. We've since given back about 30 to 40 cents, depending on the contract out here. We went from a high in November beans of 1392, call it. And now we're down to 1324. So, you know, it's a 68 cent drop from the highs. You know, I think that's a mistake in this environment out here. But funds have been long. They've shed some of their length. I've got them long 106,000 beans, 58 meal, but 96,000 oil. So they're still, you know, long. And that may be a little bit of an issue here. But again, I think the report on Wednesday is going to be pretty friendly. At least for the beans, not so much for the corn. If you have any questions, the other thing that's going on here is the talks between Russia and Ukraine. They've got Turkey involved again. The Russians keep saying they have no incentive. I disagree with that. But they're now talking about putting in a prisoner swap in the deal and some other things. So we'll actually see if we get anything done. The wheat market's acting like there'll be something done, but who knows. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT Hedge.